Jacob, and this is JP, and we both work at Cruise, which is a self-driving car company in San Francisco. Cruise is majority owned by General Motors, but has received additional investment over the last couple years from SoftBank and Honda for future partnerships and development. I guess we're still not getting a display here. That's going to be important for the rest of the talk, so I'll wait just a second. So yeah, Cruise started as a Y Combinator startup in, I think, about 2013, and has grown now to over 1,500 people. And we're going to talk today about some visualization tools that we've built as Cruise has grown to help us do all of the workflows from development of the AV software to validation, QA analysts doing investigating issues after the fact, engineers looking at simulation results, and other things that are part of our development workflow. So the stuff we're going to be showing today is a project that we've started to move a lot of the visualization tools, RViz, RQT Plot, and other things into the browser. The jury's out on whether we get a timer counting down from now or from when I actually started talking. So let's show. So this is a picture of a Cruise vehicle. If you go to San Francisco, you may see a bunch of them out on the streets. We are doing live testing on the roads now. We still have people behind the wheel for safety reasons. It's still in a testing phase, but we're hoping to obviously get the driver out of the car soon. All right, so these are some of the tools that you may be familiar with. And at Cruise, a lot of our workflows earlier on in our phase of development kind of looked like this, with a bunch of windows open in different places manually. And we had challenges with saving and using repeatable configurations and sharing these configurations with other team members. So kind of the balance between the flexibility of the tools, but also wanting to have consistency in how we diagnose issues because we're starting to scale up our fleet a lot. And so we, during a hackathon, actually, a group of us who had some experience with web browser development or development for web technologies thought that we could bring all of these things together in one tool. And so we created what's called WebViz. WebViz is a web-based version that has a lot of these different tools in your browser, and we're going to do the rest of the talk as a live demo, so please bear with us. This is all live at webviz.io. We developed WebViz internally at Cruise for our workflows, but have open-sourced it within the last year. And so in this example, we're streaming a bag file via HTTP from a remote server. I think this bag file came from a Udacity project. You can use any bag file. And so what you're looking at now is basically the equivalent that we created for RViz for 3D visualizations. You can do things like configure your point size, point shape for a point cloud. It supports other kinds of visualizations as well, poses, laser scans. And if you click on an object, it will show the details of that object, so it's kind of interactive. You can click on a point, for example, and see the color of that point. So now JP is showing some of the configuration that you can do. He's just dragged in a new panel, and he's showing a camera image. And so you can resize the panels kind of like you would if you were moving RQT image view and RViz around on your screen, with one difference being that this layout is savable and shareable in a JSON configuration. So you can sort of export and see the raw JSON and share it with a coworker, for example, to get the exact same configuration. So let's look at some other panels that WebViz has. Here's what we call raw messages, which is kind of like a Rust topic echo in that you can see raw data from all of your messages. If you look closely, you'll notice that we've actually gone and taken some of the constants that were in the message definition and shown them next to the, for example, the status and service values there, so you can read a more human-readable name. And then here's a plot panel, kind of like RQT plot. It shows a live feed of some numerical data. And there's a little drop-down to change from the x-axis being the time that the message was saved in the bag file versus the header stamp in the message, because sometimes it's tricky to work out the details there. Cool. So now we're going to show importing a different layout and using it on a different bag file. So in addition to streaming from a bag file on a server, you can also just drop in one that you have on your machine. So this is a bag file that shows a cruise car driving in San Francisco. And there you go. You can see we also support a 3D model for the car. And we've got multiple 3D panels here. One of them is showing a top-down view, and one of them is showing a three-dimensional view. And both are kind of following the car's position. And yeah, you can do more configuration of the layout here. For a plot, you can download data. You can sort of graph multiple things. Yeah. Great. So that was our live demo. That was really rapid fire. I hope you were able to follow along there. And now JP will talk a little bit about some stuff we hope to work on in the future.
Yeah, so we open sourced this a couple of months ago. We haven't open sourced quite everything that we have internally yet. And one of the things that we are looking at some point to open source is actually connecting to a live ROS stack. It's currently not supported, and it's probably our most the feature request that we hear the most right now. We would also love to integrate with a bag management system. So if you have, you know, some system that stores your bags in like S3 buckets or whatever, we can stream from those buckets if you set them up correctly. And so it would be really great to do some integrations to make that easier for people to set up. You also might have noticed that, you know, it might get a little slow if you have a lot of panels open. So the main focus of our team right now is to do performance improvements. So probably that will involve moving a lot of stuff that we currently do in JavaScript into WebAssembly, which is a lot faster. And eventually, far down the line, we would like to have sort of like a more of a plugin system so that anyone can write panels like the ones that you saw here, so specific to your own use cases, like things that we might not want to check into our repo because they're like too specific, but that you can then make yourself. And of course, like, we would very much welcome any contributions. So if you have any ideas, you know, let us know, make a PR, and we would love to work with you.
Cool. It looks like we might have a little extra time for any questions if anyone wants to ask something. And you can try this out, like we mentioned, it's already open source on webviz.io. You can see a kind of description of it there and also try it out. And of course, Cruz is hiring. Yeah.
Hi, yeah. So I've seen this demo a few different times the last year or so. Is there any sort of like specific timeline, like a tangible metric to getting live data supported? Because I think this is the biggest blocker for any like practical use of this.
You're asking about the live data streaming?
Like specifically, is there any intent to actually do it versus just saying it's future work?
Great question. I can say, because we're a small team working at Cruz, we don't have a timeline on it right now. That said, I honestly don't think it's that much work, and so we would be happy to help guide contributors through it. I think it's we can point you to how you would integrate such a thing, and it's not necessarily just a streaming data source that is generalized for a live ROS stack, but anyone who wants to integrate their own data source could write basically a class or something that conforms to an interface that would allow you to get your own custom data into WebViz right now. We would like to, we've discussed this a little bit on the GitHub issues. We would like to integrate it with the open source ROS Bridge WebSocket, we think is probably the best way to go. It's just for historical reasons, we have an internal version of that we can't really open source, and so it's going to be some work to port that stuff over. But
Also, our internal version is only compatible with ROS 1 right now, so yeah. So some work has to be done to properly integrate with the open source WebSocket Bridge.
Maybe one question. You said the ROS Bridge. Is it using the ROS Bridge from the Robot Web Tools org unit, or?
So we're currently not using that. We're currently only able to read bag files from either the local file system or remote via HTTP, and that's using another open source library that we released at Cruz that's called rosbag.js, which is a JavaScript library for reading bag files. So internally to Cruz, on the internal version, we do have live streaming support, but it's not compatible exactly with the open source ROS Bridge suite. So that's what we're looking at doing in the future.
Is there a reason to use, like, for your internal live data, do you use the internal version for the reason it's more powerful, has features the Robot Web Tools API does not provide, or is it just like legacy was developed in parallel and just needs to be consolidated? Because the Robot Web Tools stuff has a ROS 2 fork, which would allow you to like switch between both easily.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the answer is a little bit of all of those things. There are some historical reasons. There are some, it actually, I would say, has fewer features, and for a lot of the features, it has fewer things than the open source tool because we didn't really need all of them. But it also has additional features like sending all of the known data types up front so we can display them all. There's some weird differences, and then the part of the reason that we can't open source it is how heavily integrated it is with our build system, and it would just be a pain to untangle.
Okay, thank you, Dirk.
All right, thanks. You can come talk to us later for more questions.
Awesome.